Our next public hearing is change of zone number 1696, Timothy J. Stubbs and Colleen M. Hunter.
This is an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map from a C1 general commercial district to an AR1 agriculture residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, for land lying at the northwest corner of Road 384, also known as Byard Road, and Janus Court, which is a subdivision street, and being 400 feet north of Road 370, also known as Daisy Road, to be located on 22,172 square feet, more or less, in the unincorporated area of Byard, I believe. Gentlemen, we've received some comments from agencies. First, I will advise that we did not request DLDOT comments on this application, since this is a downzoning from commercial C1 to AR1 agriculture residential. Mm-hmm. We did receive comments from the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division on October 26 of 2010, and those comments reference that the site is located in the Byard planning area, that the proposed, well, actually the existing single-family dwelling could use an on-site septic system, that the county is currently working on the Byard extension of the Miller Creek Sanitary Sewer District, which proposes to include this parcel, and that when and if the county provides sewer service, a connection to the system will be required, and that a concept plan is not required at this time. On October 26 of 2010, the Sussex Conservation District also provided comments that the site does have two soil types, that the applicant will be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during any construction and to maintain vegetation, that there are no storm flood hazard areas affected and no tax ditches affected, and that it will not be necessary for any on-site or off-site drainage improvements. Being this is a little unusual to go from commercial to residential, just going to briefly describe what it states on the application. The property is currently improved with a single-family home, and it is used as a residence. The property location makes potential future commercial use impractical. The current commercial zoning is interfering with the ability to obtain conventional residential mortgage financing. When you go for a residential use in a commercial district, they use a commercial loan rate. Up here, we get that complaint a lot in the office. And that's all I have, gentlemen, unless you have questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. All right, sir, you have the floor. If you give us your name, please.
Okay, my name's Tim Stubbs. And again, the reason we're trying to rezone this is because we're trying to refinance the house, and we can't do it because it's commercial, and we're not running a commercial business out of that house. And the only way to do that right now is to go try to get it rezoned to residential. And we don't plan to have a commercial business anytime in the future. So that's pretty much all I have, sir.
All right, sir. Well, I think that's probably enough. But we'll see if anybody has any questions for you. We'll start here with Mr. Smith.
Thank you again, Mr. Chairman. And Mr. Stubbs, just two questions for you. One, do you feel as though the continued use as a residence will have any adverse effect on traffic in the area?
No, sir.
And you do have some commercial uses near you, an HVAC firm and a construction firm.
Yes, sir.
You are in the environmentally sensitive developing zone. Do you feel as though the continued use as a residence would be more environmentally friendly than should you decide to opt and become a construction company or some other firm?
I think
is your house
my
environmentally
house is, yes,
friendly?
Yes, it's environmentally friendly, yes. It's not going to, the construction company or the HVAC or the Little Red Schoolhouse is a school right across from mm-hmm. the house. It has no impact on me.
Yeah. Thank you, sir.
That's what you were asking.
That's all.
Mr. Ross.
No question.
Mr. Johnson.
Good luck with your refine.
Thank you.
Do you have a card on you, Mike? I don't know.
Mr. Lank, anything?
No questions. Thank you.
Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Council?
No questions, thanks.
I can't think of a thing. So we'll see if you'll take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application.
Good. Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1696, Timothy J. Stubbs and Colleen M. Hunter? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1696? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening, see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.